Brother Aaron asked me, was I going to sing tonight? No. I do have a song book up here, but there's some songs that I want to mention in my message tonight. I will tell you this, that my sermon tonight is not really my sermon, but it's my message to you. Somebody else had really wrote the sermon, and I got it offline, but I feel like it's needful for us tonight. Amen. You know, it seemed like here, the last couple services, the Lord really trying to give us a breakthrough. And it's up to us just to accept that breakthrough, amen? I mean, it's right there. All we got to do is just step into it, amen? And I seen Sister Rose was covered up with a blanket when I came in. And I said, you need to move up where the fire is. She said, well, where is the fire? I said, it's in your heart, amen? I was kind of cold myself. It's pretty warm up here, sister. But I appreciate my brother Dave being with us tonight and my daughter-in-law and my grandkids. That's Papa's little man and Papa's big girl. Amen. We're so glad to have them, even though they're only 3 hours away. We still don't get to see them much, but we appreciate them being here tonight. Most of all, we appreciate the Spirit of God. Amen. And we want the Lord's will to be done in this service tonight. I look back at my family, and I look at three miracles back there. My wife twice overcame cancer. My brother with an aneurysm sitting there tonight. Katie with an aneurysm sitting there tonight. Amen. As far as I know, if they're normal, you know what I mean? Who can tell what's normal for them? But as far as we know, they're normal, praise God. And what did it? The blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. But we appreciate them being with us here tonight. And you know what? I appreciate the Spirit. And you don't have to stand tonight for the reading word, because I'm going to read quite a bit of scripture to start off with. But we want the Lord's will to be done. Amen. And you know, I was at church the other day, not our church, but I was in another church, and I was thinking there's three types of people in the world or in the church. There's Christians, there's sinners, and those that claim to be Christians that don't have the works that go along with being a Christian. So there's three types. But who's those that are like that are worse off than the sinner are, because a sinner knows that he needs help. But I don't know, that just struck me funny, that thought would come to me like that. And I was thinking also, I picked up the paper. I was thinking about these, well, maybe I shouldn't say it, but I guess I'm going to anyway. What is that, the high court, the Supreme Court, isn't it? I got to thinking about something, how they are going against the Word of God and how they're promoting this same-sex marriage trash. And I got to thinking about this. When they take off an office, or office, excuse me, I can't even talk tonight. Or what about when you go to the courtroom and it used to be like this, that they take the Bible? And I don't like this word, but they say, do you swear to tell the truth? Nothing but the truth, so help you God. What happens, Supreme Court, to the Word of God? Think about it. What happened, Supreme Court, to the Bible that you swore on when you took office? And again, I don't like that word swear, but I got to thinking, if they could just read what they swear on, that they would know that the Word of God is against that kind of stuff. I just want to throw that thought out with you. I don't know why that thought came to me, but it makes me sick to see the situation that our world is in today. You know what they need? They need the blood of Christ applied to their life. Amen. You know, it takes the blood to live, amen. I remember one time I was having problems, and I didn't think nothing about it. The doctor said it'd be okay, but come to find out, my blood count got down to 3. And I was working on ladders and helped my father. I said, hey, man, I just don't feel right. There's something wrong. You know, from 13 to 3, that's a big decline, amen. I wasn't feeling. You know, you need the blood, amen. You need the blood tonight to exist. Amen. And that's what I want to preach on tonight. I want to preach on the blood of Christ, amen. We cannot make it without the blood applied to our life. Hello, you might as well loosen your seatbelt. Brother Jerry said he's going to hold up 10 fingers. That means I got 10 minutes. I said 10 hours. So we might as well just unbuckle our seatbelts tonight and see what the Lord has for us. You know what? I'm tired of coming to the house of God and people not getting what they need from God. Amen. If we just take one more step, we can have something from God tonight. Amen. If the backslider would have prayed one more prayer, he'd still be in. Hello.
What do you? You know, I preached the other day up to Fairborn. I preached on the value of the blood of Christ. Tonight, I would like to preach, and I forgot my glasses, so you're just going to have to bear with me, amen. And I can't even see that screen way back there, so I'm just going to have to kind of read this Bible the best I can tonight. But I'd like to preach tonight on the blood still works. Hello, I said the blood still works. You know what we need tonight? We need the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, to flow down these aisles, flow in and out of pews, and we need to just raise our hands up and say, God, bless me any way you can, amen. Hey, thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you, Lord, for the blood, amen. The blood still works. Let me take the blood out of your life and see if you still work. Your heart is still pumped for a while. Your brain may still work for a while, but eventually when the blood flow stops from the brain, you're going to lose conscience. Hey, I tell you, let me keep the blood of Jesus Christ flowing, amen, that I don't lose conscience of my spiritual life, amen. Blood still works. Remain seated for the reading this time. Hebrews chapter 9. And I will kind of get out of the way here in a few minutes, but we want the Lord's will to be done, don't you? Hello? How many believe we're real close to revival? Hello? How many believe that we can do more and kind of get over the hedge that we're in? Hello, I mean, I've been watching and feeling the Spirit of God and seeing the way the service is going, and I believe it's God's will that we worship Him, amen, and get in and say, God, whatever Your will for me, let me be willing to do it. Amen, amen, amen. We come so close, but yet so far away. All right, again, Hebrews chapter 9, beginning with verse 12, if you please. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood. By whose? Jesus Christ's own blood. His own blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. If you remember, you know where the first sacrifice, a blood sacrifice was? Way back in Genesis. Amen. When Adam and Eve sinned and God had to kill an animal and make him some clothing. That was the first blood sacrifice. But that blood sacrifice could only do a little. But the blood sacrifice tonight that I would like to talk about is the blood of Christ still works. Amen. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sacrifice to the purifying of the flesh, how much more, listen to this, church, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause He is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgression that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of the force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Wherefore neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats and water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the blood, our book, and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the New Testament, which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, He sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. Can I tell you tonight, you were saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Can I tell you tonight, you're kept by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Aren't you glad for the blood tonight? Listen to this. Let me tell you how to get some blood out of a stain. Listen, there's three things you can do. And ladies, you might want to write this down. Amen. And some of you men may try to do the laundry. It says, rinse the area with cold water, then put salt on the stain, rub it in, and then wash. Number two, if number one don't work, rinse the area with cold water, then scrub the stain with shampoo, then wash. If number two don't work, if the stain is not coming out with the salt or shampoo, pour ammonia on the stain. It should not damage the fabric like bleach, and then wash. Can I tell you, listen to this, however once blood is set, it is impossible to remove. Can I tell you, once you get the blood of Christ applied to your life, it is impossible to get it out. Amen. Unless you really want it out. Amen. Can I tell you tonight, the devil can't do to you what you don't allow him to do. Amen. Why? Because the blood of Jesus Christ tonight is applied to your life. Amen. Come on, loosen up. Loosen up. Amen. Listen, it seems that many people are trying to remove the blood from the gospel. Listen, just a few years ago, a well-known Protestant denomination decided that no reference to the blood should be in their hymn book because it was considered offensive and outdated. They took out nothing but the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood. The blood will never lose its power. Can I tell you, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Brother Steve, what can heal my body? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sister Brock, what can heal my body? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Can I tell you tonight, church, if we get that blood applied to our life, we'll see something happen. There'll be a change in our life. Amen. Nothing but the blood. Huh? Hold on, give me a second, will you? Oh my. Listen to this one. I wish I could sing, but I can't. My wife tells me, "Hon, you can sing in so many keys, I can't find you on the piano." Hey, amen. Listen. Here's a good one. Christ our Redeemer died on the cross. Died for the sinner, paid all his due. All who receive him never need fear, for he will pass over you. The chorus goes like this. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. My, aren't you glad tonight? Amen. That you've got the blood of Jesus applied to your life. Let me tell you something, young people. When you go to school, take the blood of Jesus with you. When you go to work, take the blood of Jesus with you. When you go to the grocery, take the blood of Jesus with you. Amen. When you go to the house of God, take the blood of Jesus with you. Amen. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Get some of this blood in your life. Yes, sir. I realize, hey, it's hard. When the doctor tells you, hey, there's nothing I can do for you. Hey, let me tell you, doc, I know somebody who can give me a blood transfusion. I had one, amen. I had a fleshly one, but I had a spiritual one. Hello! I'm telling you, when you get the blood, there's something about it, amen. It puts life back in your body. Hey! We'll get it after a while! Wow. think the Supreme Court need to find the blood. I think Mr. President Barack Obama needs to find the blood. I think our politicians need to find the blood. Whew. Huh? Where's my other one? Where's my other one? Hold on. Oh, I know where it is. 390. Huh? 390. Whew. Would you be wider, much wider than snow? Huh? Oh, wait a minute. I'm way ahead of myself. Let me back up to verse 1. Would you be free from what? Your burden of sin. There's power in the blood. Power. Man, I ain't even halfway through my sermon yet. Now I feel the Spirit of God. Hello? Hello? Forget the 10 minutes, brother. I got to have 20 at least. Hello? Would you be, or would you or evil, a victory win? Hey, you know what? Nobody don't like to lose. At least I don't. I mean, I like to win, man. And I'm a sore loser. I'll tell you, I am. Amen. But I guarantee you, hey, man, there was people today and all last week or whenever it started, this March Madness junk, was standing by the TV. Hey, come on. Come on. Come on. That's the way we ought to be in the house of God tonight. Hey, man. Hey, come on. Come on. Come on. Spirit of God, shake us to our teeth rattle. Amen. We're going somewhere if you just hang with me for a while. I like this. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of who? The blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Are you all feeling anything yet? I want to back up a minute here. What page was I at? Let me see here. I want to back up a minute. Can I back up a minute? Huh? Oh, yeah, this Bible or this songbook, it just don't want to do what I wanted to do. Hello? That's just a trick of the devil, you know? I like this. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hello, I'm telling you, they cannot take the blood out of Jesus Christ. They cannot take the blood out of the gospel, amen. They might take the songs out, but the blood is still there. Amen, I'm telling you, oh my church, the blood still works. Amen, when you get discouraged, you don't know what to do, just think about the blood, amen. Let me go. Oh Lord, help me to help these people tonight. Help me, Lord. I almost want to get ahead of myself here because what are you talking about? It is impossible to remove the blood of Christ from the gospel of Christ. It is set in the gospel. You cannot take the blood out. I don't care what the devil thinks he may do. He cannot take the blood out. Amen. One thing about it, he cannot cross the bloodline. Hello? My church, I wish you was feeling half of what I'm feeling. Listen. John 6 and 54 says, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up the last day, at the last day. Think about it. I may die today, but I'm telling you, there's a resurrection time of coming. Amen. Why? Because his blood has been applied to my life. Amen. And listen, 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. You wasn't bought. You know, this world can be bought. These judges can be bought, and I think that's what happens to a lot of them. Amen. Hello, but you cannot be bought, amen, without the, as far as, you cannot be bought from the world, but by the blood of Jesus Christ, amen. You wasn't bought with corruptible things, as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. That's why I sing, that's why I shout, because I know what it's all about. Isn't it good, Sister Rock? What's kept you all these years? The blood. The blood. Oh, well, yeah, I forgot one. What about it reaches? Huh? Brother Steve, it reaches to the highest mountain. Sister Debbie, it flows through the lowest. That's why you can put a smile on, because it flows to the lowest valley. Hey! Let me sit still for a few minutes, okay? Oh, can't do it. Gotta go. Hey, why? Because the blood of Christ is flowing through my veins. Amen. Hey. Sister Rose, it'll put a spring in your step. Amen. Hello. Come on, young people. Man, y'all's young. You gotta be full of the glory of God. Hey, us older folks, we ain't going to make it too much longer. But it's up to you younger folks to pick up and go on, amen. How are you going to do it? Through the blood. Woo. Hello. I got to hurry along here. Thank you. I don't even know who wrote this sermon. But I'll tell you, thank God for the blood. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this message. If it don't help nobody else, it'll help me. Why? Because I've been set free. I feel like a bird has got out of the cage. Man, I feel, hey. Yeah, but you, man, you ever heard that saying? Oh, how's it go? When you work with a bunch of turkeys, it's hard to soar like an eagle. Huh? But I'll tell you what, some of you turkeys better come down and begin to soar like that eagle. Amen. Woo, hey! How about it tonight? Can you just picture that old eagle just as soaring, just as free as can be? My, I tell you, one of these days we're going to take a heavenly flight. We ain't going to need no airplane, but we're going to have a plane air ride. Somebody ought to say amen. Somebody ought to shout victory in Jesus. Hey. You've been on the ambulance runs. You know why when there ain't no life. Hello? We come to the house of God. We ought to have life. But it's so easy for us just to sit there. Man, I got a recliner at home. If I get off of work and I get in that thing, you might as well forget about it. I got to keep active, huh? When we come to the house of God, I think we bring our recliners with us. That old chicken, cluck, cluck, cluck. That old eagle. Hello, cluck, cluck, cluck. Trying to find him a piece of corn. Pluck, pluck, pluck. We gotta say, hey, let me be like that eagle. I'm almost done. You get it after a while. Ephesians 1:7. In whom we have redemption through what? Through his blood. The forgiveness of sins. Listen, to the riches of his grace. Brother Steve, well, if this cost us money, well, you and I couldn't afford it. Brother Brock, he might could afford it. I don't know. But we, well, Brother Brown, you couldn't even afford this. If you put a price on this, you couldn't afford it. But Jesus, Jesus, Father, not my will, but nevertheless, thine will be done. Hello. I got to hurry along here. What time is it? I can't see that clock back there. Revelation 12. Oh, and Brother Hurst's been doing a great job on Revelation. You know, I don't understand all that stuff, and I'm glad he does, because it's way over here like this, you know. But I know this. I've got the blood applied to my life, and I'm not worrying about that. What it is it is, amen? I just plan on taking the first boatload out of here. So I don't have to worry about all this other junk that's going on. Why? I got his blood applied to my life. Ephesians 12 and 11, or Revelation, excuse me, 12 and 11. And they overcame him by what? Who'd they overcome? They overcame the devil. They overcame the world. They overcame, oh my. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. I want to back up a minute. Remember what I read back in Hebrews about the testator? I got one of them study Bibles. Listen to this. It says testator. The word translated testator, and Brother Hurst, him being the Greek philosopher that he is, he probably knows all this stuff, simply means the one who made it. Testator, the one who made it. Brother Jerry, you make your testimony. And I hope, oh, Brother Steve, when it comes time for me to die, I live a good testimony that they can see how I lived and say, hey, my testimony preached my funeral. Hello? How can I do that? By having his blood applied to my life. You know what? The things of this world, they no longer interest me. Why? Because his blood has been applied to my life. I couldn't give them up on my own, Brother Aaron. I had to have the blood of Jesus applied to my life. It's important. It's important. Huh? The blood, it still works. You know why I'm up here? Because the blood is pumping through my veins. It still works. When you get down to 3 and you're supposed to be 13, it don't hardly function. I mean, you're going, how'd you get here? I walked. Huh? What do you mean you walked? You're down to 3. I know somebody's watching over me. My brother's here. Why? Because the blood of Jesus is applied to his life. Had an aneurysm preaching the word. Fell out. I missed a hunting trip because of that, but just kidding. I said, Doc, what do you think? Should I stay around? You might ought to stay around. Okay, I'll stay around. Look at him. Can't even tell there's nothing wrong. Look at Katie. I went over there to Kansas, the college over there, the hospital she was in. Me and Mary Lou and her mom and dad and all. And we sit there with her. She couldn't hardly talk, but she could sing songs. Why? Because the blood of Jesus was applied to her life. Look at her today. I'm sure she had to learn to walk. She had to learn to talk. As far as you know, there's nothing wrong with her. Why? Because the blood, sister. What I was telling you, it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows through the lowest valley. And I'm closing. I'm closing. Listen. I want you to picture this. Picture this battlefield, okay? I want you to picture this now. I'll get to that in a minute. A soldier in America was dying in the time of war, and he was heard to say, blood, blood, blood. A clergyman thinking that the scenes of bloodshed on the battlefield was on his mind. Corpsman. He's a medic and a doctor. What they called in the service? I can't. The chaplain. A clergyman, a chaplain, a corpsman run to him, thought he was talking about the blood, that things that was going on was going to try to come. He said, no, it's the blood of Jesus, amen, that washed away my sin. Hey, I can see him now. I can see him just laying there on the battlefield, things going around, people falling around him. He said, hey, the blood, let me tell you, it's okay. You're going to know. You don't understand, priest. You don't understand, chaplain. You don't understand, politician. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. Whew. Brother Steve, when you go in for them treatments, it's the blood. It's the blood. Hey, doc, let me tell you, you might give me this chemo. You might give me these steroids. You might get, you know what? I take a lot of medicine for my blood pressure and my heart. But you know what? I read the side effect. But I'm telling you something about the side effects of the blood of Jesus. You don't have to worry about no side effect except to being happy. Yes. Somebody else. Hey, amen. The blood.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Brother Jerry, it's the blood. It's the blood, that old shot you take. Hey, man, I wish we could just fill it with the blood of Christ. Next time you take that old shot, hey, man, something happened. Hey, you tell Sister Tanya, hey, there's something wrong, man. Look at this, I'm robust. I got energy. Man, I've changed. Why? It's the blood. Pretty soon you put Jerry on a billboard. All muscular, huh? Why? Because the blood of Christ. Last but not least, what about Jesus? Huh? I wish I was there. I wish I was Simeon, that I could carry the cross for Christ. You know, I wasn't there. I'm not Simeon. But can I tell you tonight, I can still carry the cross. Hello? I can still carry the cross. Lord, let me carry it for you. Oh, you know what's wrong with this? We don't want to pay the price. Take this cross, Lord. You know what we pray? We pray, Lord, please. You know, here's what we ought to pray. Lord, please don't move that mountain, but give me the strength to climb it. Or lead me, Lord, around it. We're praying, Lord, move it. We got the blood. Anyway, I can see him as he falls. Huh? The soldiers all the time. This is for Steve. This is for Sister Maggard. What about when he took them stripes on his back? Blood. The blood was shed. That old cancer you have. I wish I could tell you tonight you're healed, but I can't. But I know you. I know he can. I know he can. Wow. I almost feel a transfusion taking place. Huh? Wouldn't it be awesome? Hey, wait a minute. What are you doing here, Brother Steve? Or he wouldn't call you Brother Steve. He'd say, what are you doing here, Mr. Hoffman? Well, I came for chemo. What do you mean you came for chemo? There ain't nothing wrong with you. That's what the blood of Christ can do. Hello? I see him. Babe, you can come to the piano. I'm closing. I see him. We'll get it after a while. Sister Mary, when we get so low, if we could just stop and think about the blood. I wish we could have a revival break loose and last till God comes back or till Jesus comes back. I really do. I love to go to the house of God. And the only way I know to combat the devil is go and worship God and to serve him. Wouldn't it be awesome? Get in a service. People leave speaking in tongues. People leave healed. Amen. I remember one time we was going to Brother Deaton's down in Franklin when he had that church down there. A lady came in, rolled in a wheelchair, and she sat toward the back. I watched her. That's when I sat up on the platform. And I watched her try to get up out of the wheelchair, and she couldn't. She turned around and asked for help, and I said, no. Wasn't long, she came up to the platform. This lady couldn't hardly talk. She couldn't walk. She couldn't stick out her tongue. This is what the blood of Christ can do. One brother, it wasn't long, Brother Steve. God began to move. The blood of Christ began to flow over her. And it was kind of comical, but I imagine she was even tickled. We started praying for her. We started seeing things take place. That old foot straightened out. The old hand straightened out. She began to stick out her tongue, and it was kind of comical because, you know, a grown-up just don't stick out their tongue. And she was sticking out of everybody. She was excited. Why was she excited? Because of the blood of Christ. Do you understand? That's what that old Chinese guy said, remember? Do you understand? She been sitting out time. I mean, I was laughing. I was excited for her. But that's what the blood of Christ can do. Hello? And I thought, as they hung him on the cross, my brother preached Thursday night over Spalding Road. He said, the cross before you ain't the right, Dave, and the world behind. Is that what it was? He said they picked that old cross up, and you know, they laid it down and nailed him to it. I can't imagine spikes being drove through my... You know, it hurts when you get a little splinter. Ooh, it hurts. By no means am I a sis either. But I thought that them spikes going through his hands, the blood to begin to squirt and ooze out. Or what about when they put the thorns on his head? You know, we run jungle patrols when I was in the Philippines, and there's a vine over there. It's a sticker vine, and that thing got these little teeny stickers on it. Man, they hurt. That thing will grab you when you're walking through there, and it's called a Takamoto vine. It's a wait-a-minute vine. You wait. Trust me, you don't go on when that grain grabs a hold of you. But I began to think of the thorns that they put on his head. Blood. Brother Steve began to run down his face. Church, we ought to be excited tonight about the blood. But anyway, they picked that old cross up. And you know how cruel people are. You know they wasn't easy. They picked that thing up and just slammed it down. Can you imagine the pain and the agony? The thorns that they put on his head, jarring down farther as they jammed that cross to the ground. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Christ. But I thought, I want to say this in closing. See, you know, when we was doing Christmas plays and Easter plays, I always get to be the bad guy. I don't know why. But I was a Roman soldier that stuck the spear in the side. And I thought, when the soldier stuck the spear in the side, and the blood began to ooze out and gushed out, no doubt it began to run down that spear, I mean. And a Roman soldier, I could see him fall. Truly, this was the Son of God. Truly, this was the Christ. Why? Because the blood. He got some of the blood on him. Aren't you glad tonight for the blood of Christ? I've done my best to preach to you tonight, church. Blood never fails. Brother Rose, that devil can't cross the bloodline. Been many times in the last couple years we've had to plead the blood of Jesus. When you plead the blood, Sister Rose, the devil has to flee. Let's all stand. I don't know. Maybe this message was funny to some tonight, but it's serious. It's serious. We're living so close to the end of time that I want that blood of Christ to stay applied to my life. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What about it tonight, church? How about we let the blood flow from breast to breast tonight? From aisle to aisle, from pew to pew. What about it? A few weeks ago, we was down to the men's advance. There was a gentleman there that got up to give his testimony. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. I watched him. He's 42 years old, and I thought he was older than I am, and I'm 58. I thought he was older than I was. He's only 42. He told a story when he was growing up. His mama was about to take a machete to his dad, and he jumped in between him, and it got him in his neck. I think he said he was about 6 years old then. You'd have to have been there to see this gentleman. Got me thinking. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Brother Stevie said when he was 9 years old, he went into the kitchen and talked to his mama. His mama got mad at him, began to chase him with a knife, and he started to run, and she threw it at him, and it stuck in his back. Begin to tell other things that happened in his life, but today he's serving God. But he walked up there, could hardly walk up there. He's got some kind of immune disease that's fighting his nervous system. He said the devil blind in his left eye, and he losing sight in his right eye, but he walked up there with the help of somebody. He began to hold on to the podium, began to tell his testimony. I thought, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. He dropped his cane. He just sat there and let it stay. He didn't bother picking it up. He just sat there and held on to the podium. Began to tell what God had done for him. He ain't been saved very long, but I watched him as he prayed for people at the altar. Why? Because of that blood. Sometimes I think, Brother Steve, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. There's people in here tonight that need a touch from God. There's people in here tonight may have a decision. Need God to guide them and direct them. How can we get by the blood of Jesus Christ? You know what? This is, I always tell people this. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. It is. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. What are you going to do with your life? How are you going to spend your life? We that are saved ought to be so excited that we're able to be in the house of God. How you doing? Well, I'm still on the green side. I'm still blessed. I'm still blessed. I'm still on this side of the green. I may be terrible feeling in body, but I'm still blessed. I may not have much money, Brother Brock, but I'm still blessed. I'm still blessed. Why? Because of the blood. It reaches. Where, Steve? Sister Coleman, it flows where? Let's be encouraged tonight. Let's be encouraged. If you get discouraged, the devil can fight you better. So let's be encouraged tonight. Every head bowed and every eye closed and no one looking around. I've done my best tonight, church, to preach to you on there's still, what was it? The blood still works. If you're here tonight and you don't have this blood to your applied to your life, would you just be willing to raise your hand and say, church, pray for me that I can get the blood applied to my life before Christ comes back? Are you concerned about your soul tonight? Would there be a hand in the building, go up and say, church, pray for me. Pray for me. I need that blood that you're talking about. All right. Church, I'm just going to ask the whole church to come in. Let's pray tonight like we never prayed before. Let's hold Sister Brock up. Let's hold Brother Steve up. Let's hold these others that have problems up. Let's hold Sister Rose up, Brother Gary up. Let's hold each other up tonight. Why? Because the blood of Christ is applied to our lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, let's pray tonight. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the blood.
To wash away my sin.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you, Lord, for the blood tonight.
The blood is still enough.
Come on, the blood's still enough tonight, church. Thank you, Lord.
To cleanse me.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The problems may seem hopeless. Thank you. every city there is proof. The enemy is fighting. He's coming like a flood. Satan may seem impossible, but the blood